I'm having a cup of coffee. And it's funny. It's hazelnut coffee, and it says it on the package, hazelnut coffee. And I brewed it, and I'm drinking it, and it tastes to me just like any other coffee with a strange little flavor, which I would not identify as hazelnut. To be honest with you, I don't even know what a hazelnut is. If there was a nut lineup, like, you know, like at a police station, and they go, "Mr. Van Damme, can you identify which nut did this to you?" I wouldn't say, yeah, it's got to be the hazelnut. I know what it looks like. I don't know what it looks like. If you gave me a bag of mixed nuts and said, "Ron, pick out the hazelnut," I'd say, that's got to be the nut that I have no idea what it is. I don't know what a hazelnut is. And therefore, me drinking hazelnut coffee is of no consequence whatsoever to anybody. So stop it.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hazelnut? What the hell's that?
Whatever.
How's that hazelnut? 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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good night.
Good night.
It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. Welcome to you and your hazelnuts. If someone came up to me and said, "Ron, you have hazelnuts," I'd be offended somehow. I don't know why I would be offended, but I'd say, I don't. What does that mean? Why are you saying this to me? Is that a compliment? Well, thank you. I don't know what to say. I could Google it, but then I'd be just like you, and that's not going to work for me. Hey, congratulate me. Why, Ron? Birthday? No, 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 God, no. Oh, my God, no. Congratulate me because I haven't been on Facebook now in 4 months. It was cold outside when I was last on Facebook. 1937. It was winter of 1937. Congratulate me. Thank you. And I'm so damn proud. And I plan to carry on the tradition. I could go to the Hazelnut Facebook website, or Facebook site, whatever you call those things. I don't even want to talk about. No, it's not my birthday. Thank you very much. The only reason I would ever go on Facebook is to read the long list of people I don't know wishing me a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ron. I haven't talked to you in 17 years, but I wish you the best. Well, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. Perhaps you wish my hazelnuts the best, but not me. That's the only reason to go on Facebook, is to be applauded by your peers that don't know you. Happy birthday, Ron. Happy birthday to a guy named Ron. Oh, thank you for that warm, close, sincere greeting. I appreciate that. Now, when someone says to me, "Ron, is it your birthday?" I actually am offended. It's like, well, why? Do I look older to you? Are you marking the calendar as to how old I'm getting? Is that why you're wishing me happy birthday of what? What are we celebrating here? I was born. I made a journey, safe passage out of my mother in a hospital room. And for this, I get a cake. I mean, I didn't do anything. I was just along for the ride, really. I was pushed out, abandoned from my womb, down this birth canal of life. And then I was shoved into the arms of a loving doctor. And for this, I get a cake. You know, like, what are you celebrating? You're another year older. Ooh, let's celebrate. No, that's a day of mourning. Don't you understand? The only birthdays we're celebrating, I've said this before and I'm getting tired of saying it, so just stop asking me. The only birthdays worth celebrating are when you're sweet 16, and I don't even know what that means. I think what it means is it's time to take a look at finding a sex partner if you haven't done so already. That's a cause for celebration, although the sexual act itself really should be the celebration ultimately. And the other, and the only other, is 21, because at 21 you can do a lot of things. You can drink. You can, you're on your own, you're considered an adult, other stuff, I don't know what else. 21 is the height of everybody's life as far as being sexually active and dating and just having a good time and starting your life and preparing for your future. It's a hell of an age. It's marked on the calendar. I don't know why it's not 20, a nice round number. We got to go 21. I don't understand that. But anyway, after 21, you got no reason to celebrate whatsoever. If someone says, is your birthday coming up, you should smack them. Because that's like saying, when are you going to be reminded that you're getting older again? How are we going to mark this day for you to realize that you're not as young as you thought you were the previous year? It's only getting worse. Your body is beginning to fall apart slowly, but absolutely surely. Why do we even bring birthdays up? What? People go into restaurants and say, hey, it's my birthday today. What are you getting out of that? Maybe you'll get a little free appetizer. Or maybe you'll get a little one of those little tiny congratulatory cakes. But other than that, it's just someone else saying to you, oh, well, happy birthday. Thank you. I mean, why do we celebrate these things? Why do we gather people together in order to say to you, you're getting much older? And everybody says, you know, it's amazing. You look so much younger. They're lying to you. You look horrible. I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why we celebrate ourselves getting older. I just cannot figure that out. It should be a day. On my birthday, I don't get out of bed. I don't get out of bed. I'm not doing this day. I'm not going through this day. I'm not having anybody say anything to me about giving me cards and stuff, meaningless pieces of paper with words on it that they don't really mean and they don't really display. What am I doing? What am I doing? And the worst thing is to give somebody flowers for their birthday, because flowers die within about a week if you're lucky. What is that symbolic? What is this birthday thing, man? Who started this? There's nothing to celebrate. You avoid these things. I laugh, but I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. Oh, just be quiet, will you?
Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet, please be quiet, please. Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
You're welcome. If only. Later on in the program, we have a guest. We're going to talk about DNA testing. This is the new big thing, kids. This is it. Yeah. What you're doing is you're saying voluntarily, here's my spit, here's my DNA, put me on record now. If there's ever a crime committed, you can compare my DNA to other things and come arrest me. See, when you give a DNA test thing in order to find out your ancestry or something like that, what you're really doing is you're giving the public record all the information they need to find you and screw you in the end. So, happy DNA testing to you. That's like walking up to a police department and saying, hey, I don't know if I'm ever going to commit a crime or not, but let me just give you my fingerprints just in case you can find me easily. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. And the way that there are DNA test kits that these companies send you. You pay for it. You actually pay for this, by the way. And they ask you to spit in a cup and to seal it up and to send it to them. And they'll go through your spit and they'll get your DNA going and be able to tell you who you're connected to. The problem is the DNA little test labs can only tell you who you're connected to through other people's spit. In other words, you don't have my DNA. I didn't give it to you in a cup. So you could be like directly related to me, but you'll never know it because I didn't give anybody my DNA spit. So how effective is this? What they're going to do is they're going to match you up to people that have also donated their spit and nobody else. You're being genetically linked up with other people that spit in cups. Right? I swear this is what this is. Out of all the people that spit in cups, I'm closest to this person that spit in their cup. Oh, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? I so much don't care who I'm connected to. I don't want to know. If I did this DNA thing and it came back and said, Ron, you have a very close DNA connection to a mass murderer. Oh, thank you. That's fine. That explains a lot. It explains a lot. Explains my attitude. But thanks for telling me. Now I feel good about myself. Aron, did you know that you're actually Lithuanian? Oh, no, I didn't know. Now tell me how that matters. How does that matter? Am I supposed to go to Lithuania now and get off the plane and outstretch my arms and say I'm home? I mean, what do you expect me to do? Here's what would happen if I did the DNA test thing, spit in a cup and sent it to the DNA people. I'd get a package in the mail, I'd open up the package, and it would be my spit in a cup being returned to me with a little note that says, I'm sorry, we can't connect you to anybody. Here's your spit back. Hey, who has the job at this DNA test company? Who has the job of opening up the packages and testing the spit? I hope you're wearing gloves, because that's disgusting. What if you're at a cocktail party, you know, and hey, how you doing, you good-looking guy? I'm doing fine. Hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, you know that DNA testing stuff? I'm the guy that sticks my finger in the cups and takes the spit out and analyzes people's spit. Oh, I gotta go right now. And by the way, wash your hands. No, thank you. That's not a job for me. Ron, what if that job paid like $100,000 a year? I might do the job and not tell anybody about it, but I think I'd be grossing myself out on a daily basis. I'd be taking showers every 10 minutes. God, DNA spit testing. Come on. What a romantic thing. I'm going to find my nearest relative. How'd you find him? Through my spit. Oh, that's impressive. Impressive, Ron. How much did it cost you? It was a lot of money. It's a lot of money. I paid something like $50, $100 for the privilege of spitting in a plastic cup and sending it out in the mail. I think the post office says, don't send cash through the mail. A vial of your spit, perfectly acceptable. But that's it, man. Not, you know.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Don't worry, no one has to know. This is just between you and me and Ron. We cool?
Thank you so much. Happy birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to Mary and Sally and Fred and Robert and Mindy and Joseph. Original music, including what you're hearing now, and our opening theme, written by Jason Shaw. He's with us. And that guy, that funny guy who does the opening of the program and the comedy commercials and the little station identification things, that's John Shanahan. And the British girl and the person that does some of these interview setup things with the agents and the people of the people, that's Nicole Reed. You can hear us all over the place. Actually, just open the window and you'll probably hear the show. We're on the Podbean Network. They house all of our well over 1,000 episodes. They're all there. Listen to it at any time. We're also on SoundCloud, I think you call it, and I don't know what I'm talking about. And iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the Amazon Alexa app. And YouTube, every day the shows are on YouTube. They're all housed there as well. And other outlets, and we're also at Costco, and we're also in the over-the-counter drug aisle at Walgreens, and we're also... How you doing? How's your life going, by the way? Good? Do you know where you're from? Have you had your DNA spit tasted yet? Spit test, tasted, tested, whatever? Hey, spit in the cup for me. Go on, spit in the cup. You know, when you go to the dentist and they're cleaning your teeth, they're working on a molar or something, and there's that little plumbing fountain right in front of you, and you're supposed to spit in that cup. Why don't they do the DNA testing then? Save everybody a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of trouble. Well, as long as we're on the subject, and we seem to be, there are home tests that you can order online, and it's a home DNA test kit, and you send it off, you send your spit off, and they will test your spit and connect you to people and tell you all this, these marvelous facts about you that you never knew. A lot of people are doing it. Let's find out about it. Heather Hempel and Julie Kennerly Shaw join us now. We're talking about DNA testing at home. Is that right? Can you do this at home?
That's right. My husband and I actually did the direct-to-consumer at-home genetic testing back in July of 2016 and didn't have any concerning results in the beginning, and then logged in. We used the 23andMe test and then uploaded our results to Prometheus. And then in January, looked at our results again, and new information had come out. New data is constantly being published on genetic testing, and showed that I test positive for two syndromes, one Lynch syndrome, which puts you at a higher risk for cancer, and another for heart disease.
Okay, and what did you do with that information?
Great question. So I'm a pharmacist. My husband is a physician. Her immediate response was to try to find an expert. Luckily, I work at the James Cancer Hospital and was familiar with Heather's work in Lynch syndrome, so immediately emailed her. We were actually in Africa on a medical mission trip, trying to get in touch with someone back in the United States who could help me through this genetic testing journey.
Well, that just sounds like just the average family.
Yeah, so that's one of the points we want to try and make. Julie was really well connected and knew right away to reach out for help, but we have talked afterwards and thought how many people wouldn't have had those resources or been able to get help from a genetics professional, because the first thing I asked Julie when she emailed me was, well, tell me about your family history. Is there any cancer in the family or any heart disease that would match this gene? And her family history really was quite healthy. And so the first thing I did was try and reassure her that, unfortunately, we have some data that about 40% of the results from these direct-to-consumer tests are actually inaccurate.
Right.
So we put the brakes on panicking, got her scheduled for an appointment, and said, let's confirm this in a lab that does medical-grade sequencing, which is a higher level that can really confirm, is this going on or not?
Mm-hmm. And may I ask, in that case, was it going on?
Great question. I don't know if Julie wants to tell you, but we got some good news. Actually, they were wrong on both mutations. Yeah. Julie did not have either. And I think I was almost as happy as she was the day I opened the results, because, you know, it really reaffirmed that your family history is really important. And if a result doesn't match your family history, you should get it confirmed with a health professional.
Interesting. Was all this testing, you're both in the medical field, but was all this testing covered by medical insurances, are they usually?
That's a great question. So the direct-to-consumer test I paid for out of pocket because it was something I was just interested in doing.
I would expect.
And health insurance did not cover the confirmatory test, and so that was another out-of-pocket expense for me. And a great question, because it's one of the points that's really important to me, is that if you embark on this direct-to-consumer testing journey, just be prepared that there could be some additional costs associated with the medical-grade testing if you did have a positive result. Certainly would not want to take any significant medical actions or preventative actions from a healthcare perspective without the confirmatory test, which does come with an extra cost.
Right.
A lot of the insurance companies require you to have family history for them to cover the testing, and since Julie didn't have any family history, we couldn't get the confirmatory test covered.
Got you.
If someone comes to me with a strong family history, almost always their insurance will cover medical grade testing.
Right. Julie, again, I don't recall if you answered this, but why did you take this DNA test to begin with?
Two reasons. One, I was interested in my ancestry and any of the fun facts that you can learn from testing, such as are you likely to be an elite athlete, or
will I die soon, things like that.
But I was also interested in the health side of things. Certainly as a healthcare provider, I'm well versed in the potential for genetic abnormalities and aware that there are preventative measures you can take if you do have one, and so wanted to be a well-educated consumer of health care.
Okay. Heather, can you choose what you want tested in this DNA test, or is it you get the whole shebang when you do it?
That's a great question. It depends on the lab and kind of the sensitive nature of the results. So, for example, some markers predict a higher likelihood of getting Alzheimer's disease, and that one you're allowed to opt out of.
Uh-huh.
But not all of them are opt-in, opt-out. The more sensitive results are opt-in, opt-out.
Okay, because a lot of people are interested to their background as far as generation relatives are concerned, but may not, you know, want to know.
Absolutely. And sometimes I suggest that those people use a company that only does ancestry testing,
okay,
that doesn't include these health things.
Right.
Because we're learning you can't trust a positive result, but we know you also can't trust a negative result. So really, they're not intended for health purposes.
Well, this has come a long way since pregnancy tests, I'll tell you that. That's,
that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. So, percentage-wise, you said it's like a 40% false positive kind of percentage going on?
Yes, yes. And one of the direct-to-consumer laboratories is actually now testing for three of the BRCA gene mutations, which cause hereditary breast and ovarian cancer. And we wanted to make the point that there are several thousands of mutations in those two genes, and they're only looking at three. So in that case, a negative result also can't be trusted. And if you have a strong family history of breast cancer, you would need to have the full medical-grade test for the two genes.
Right, yes, okay. I mean, there are certain diseases we don't fool around with, and if you know, you got to have it checked if you feel that there is a possibility of that, certainly.
Yeah.
So this is a where is this company based out of? Is it a nationwide situation? Is it regional?
Oh, it's nationwide, and you can actually access it at your local grocery store and drugstore.
Oh.
So it's a very large company that advertises quite a lot, and a lot of people are using them. And there's no problem using them for the ancestry testing, some of the fun recreational stuff. We just want to caution people that the health information really needs to be buyer beware.
Yes. Well, that's the same with any of the testing things for anything. I mean, you find something out, and then you keep your fingers crossed that what you found out, what you paid for, isn't true. But, you know.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Just as this has nothing to do with it at all, Julie, but who was the pharmacist first and who was the doctor first?
He was a doctor first. I was a pharmacist second.
Oh, interesting.
They make a good team.
Yeah, seems like it's perfect. I don't know. Sounds like maybe the genetic thing got into the matchmaking thing, but I don't know.
Okay. That's right.
All right.
Ron,
yes.
Ron, if any of your listeners are worried about their family history, they can find a genetics professional at nsgc.org.
Certainly. Yes. Okay. Yeah, mention that site again, please, in case people weren't ready to write that down.
Absolutely. It's nsgc.org.
Okay. It is very important to a lot of people, and it's good that this is in place for those that need and want that. Thank you so much for your time, both of you.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, if you're into finding out about all the things that could possibly go wrong with you, fine. I personally don't need to obsess about those negativities. I've got my hands full with the ones that I already know about. Anyway, there you go. If that's for you, that's how you do it. And happy spitting to everybody. Look, I'm out of time for today. Join me again tomorrow for a brand new show right here or wherever we are. Well, I don't even know where we are. You want a hazelnut? You interested? Hey, I wish you peace. There was a hazelnut testing kit.